When I teach creative writing, I always tell my students that the process they use to write a poem, and therefore the form that the poem takes once it's completed, really needs to be appropriate to their inspiration, their concept, their ambition with that particular work. I think it can be an understandable but negative impulse to try to determine what process one will always use or should always use in writing a poem, when the reality is that there is no right answer to that question. There's no right way to determine the form of a poem or to work through that form by having a particular writing process. It's going to be different for each poet, and then even for each poet, it will be different for each poem. So, to use an example, when I wrote the first three books that I've published, The Suburban Ecstasies, Northerners, and Thievery, that was during a period of time when I was writing in what you might call an animistic style, meaning that the highest value in my mind in the process I used to write those poems that are in those books was to draw up from myself, from my gut, essentially, images, words, ideas that were so and are so instinctive to me that they're not the product of what we might call a classicalist approach to writing, in which everything is plotted out and mapped and planned in advance and researched and changed repeatedly over successive drafts of the poem, but instead in the animistic style, by drawing up from the self those things that are instinctively known to the self. You often find yourself writing late at night. You find yourself trying to write when you are in an almost half-conscious state, one in which you can be attuned to, again, that fount of instinctive knowledge and those primal images that we all have within us that we usually see only in dreams or when we're daydreaming or when we have a sudden spate of emotion, whether it be anger or whatever it might be. But those books were written in that way. And so I didn't determine the form of those poems beforehand. I allowed the poems to be whatever the inspiration, whatever the, as Robert Creeley would say, whatever the channeling I was participating in at that point in time, acting as a conduit for information encoded within me that is difficult to unlock. Whatever that information was, and however it presented itself, that was the form that the poem took. And in the editing process, I had to be really careful not to lose that, which again would not be the same sort of concern one would have if one took a classicalist approach, or to just mention two other major approaches one might take to writing, though there are of course hundreds. There's the idea of an iconoclastic approach where the highest value is truth and the statement of certain truths about society, politics, the self. And the form of the poem there, again, is determined by what the ambition is. If the ambition is truth, then simply having the poem be true and be accurate and state something important will be enough. If it's classicalist and the highest value is beauty, then getting it right through successive drafts and through planning carefully the poem is going to be absolutely critical. And then one other style I'll mention is the formalist style, where you are writing a poem because you have a formal expression that you want to put down on the page. And so there, the content of the poem is entirely determined by the form, because the highest value is form. So I mentioned that I was an animist for many years, but that changed as I became interested in metamodernism, which I talked about in my answer to question one. I began becoming interested in conceptual writing, where you are always going to have a formal constraint of some kind. over how you present information. That doesn't necessarily dictate what the information you present will be, but certainly changes what's possible in terms of the presentation of that information, because you're using a particular form. So now I might consider myself a formalist, just to refer to the terms I was mentioning before, whereas before I was an animist. So I think the most important thing is for a young poet to be attuned to who they are as a writer and who they are as a person, because that's going to help determine their process for writing. But equally, they should be attuned to the fact that that, just as they change over time, the optimal way for them to write a poem or determine the form of a poem or the forms that they will be most interested in, they need to allow that to change over time, to evolve in various ways, or even to sometimes devolve, and certainly to have their own process be different from anyone else's, and to never listen to anyone who says, this is how you write a poem, this is the best way to determine what form a poem should take. It's better to write centos or to write free verse or whatever it might be. Think carefully about your process, but also think about how the way you're maturing over time might be fed back into your writing process and change your poetry well, ensuring that it's always particular to you and couldn't possibly have been written, therefore, by anyone else.